teacher professional learning is something I am passionate about, and I bet you are too. As a teacher, professional learning is just part of who you are. You're a lifelong learner. So when presented with professional learning opportunities and coaching, I bet you have opinions. On today's episode, we are going to dive into what it looks like to develop as a math educator in the context of professional learning and coaching in the math classroom.
This is Honest Math Chat, and I'm Mona Eel of Mona Math. I'm a former math avoider turned math teacher cheerleader, and I'm going to get real honest with you about math classroom culture, engagement, math discussions, and all the student-centered instructional practices to help you empower your students to love and understand math deeply. So every Monday on Honest Math Chat, we're going to work together to make our classrooms places where students see themselves as mathematicians. But let's not wait. If you're ready to engage every learner and get them pumped about math, you've got to use math discussions. I welcome you to download the guide to engaging math discussions right now. Go to monamath.com/discussions. You'll get all my best tips on how to guide on the side while getting every child meaningfully engaged in discussing their math thinking.
So let's take a minute to just reflect. How do you typically learn new things? How do you get better at something? How do you work through a problem that's complex? The answers to those questions always seem to be in community. I learn best in community. I get better at something with feedback from my community. And I work through complex problems with my community. And as a teacher, I have been able to develop a community that supports me and helps me on my professional learning journey. I believe that teachers are capable of growing without school-wide goals or mandates about coaching and professional development. I believe that there is a lot to be said for learning in teams and moving forward together with a common vision. I also believe in thought partnership and helping each other find clarity of our path and the answers to our goals. That's the goal of coaching, to have someone who's there with you, to walk with you, and to help ask you the questions that'll get you thinking about your journey. I also believe that professional learning experiences are best done when they are hands-on, when they build both content knowledge and pedagogical knowledge. Those beliefs have come from my personal math coaching and professional learning experiences. You see, I had a math coach and a professional learning opportunity that changed the course of my teaching and put me on a mission to help other schools cultivate a culture of learning in math among their staff and teachers. As a learner and as a new career teacher, I avoided math. It was not my passion, and I never really felt like I belonged in math class. I did just enough to get by, and that was it. I was not a math person. I did not feel worthy of doing math in any way where I was in a teacher role. That was until I interacted with a dynamic coach that opened the door to the decades of math research on how math was about sense-making and problem-solving, not about mimicking and regurgitating algorithms. The latter is what I had experienced and subsequently believed math was all about: accuracy, correctness, speed. So finding this different, student-centered way of teaching aligned with my philosophy for teaching and learning of everything else. I believe that learning was done through hands-on experiences and then reflecting on those experiences. So when I had this experience with a coach and professional learning opportunities with them, it really provided me with the guidance that I needed to grow and truly explore a new way of teaching. And that new student-centered way of teaching math truly set me on a new path in my career. Obviously, here I am as a math coach and consultant with a math podcast, all to support you on your learning journey. So, because that's my role, I recently read this article called Dispelling the Myths, What Research Says About Professional Learning. I'll go ahead and link it in the show notes so you can read it too. Within the article, they compiled data from several studies and surveys of students to dispel myths that are commonly held about teacher professional development. Let's review a few of those myths and truths about professional learning. Myth number one, professional learning is a waste of time and money. The truth is, evidence shows that professional learning can lead to shifts in teachers' skills and instructional practice and significantly improve student learning. I find this to personally be true. When we invest time and money into our teachers' learning opportunities, teachers really take advantage of it. Not only does it boost teachers' instructional practice, but it boosts their confidence, investment, and motivation. Nothing can hold back a teacher that's on a mission with a new idea, because that often leads to a better classroom experience. So it makes sense that students' academic and non-academic performance was found to substantially improve in decades of research. See, here's the thing. When we empower teachers to feel like they can have control and that they can do the things that they know are right for their students, we are giving them the gift of trust. And that is what professional learning can do. It can help our teachers feel empowered to make the right decisions for their students. It's not a waste of time and money. Myth number two is professional learning is more effective for early career teachers and less effective for veteran teachers. But what this study found was the truth is that professional learning opportunities have been shown to support teacher development at all levels of experience. I know and you know that teachers are professionals and lifelong learners. And yes, there are some educators who believe that they've, quote, already learned this, but the majority of educators embrace opportunities to learn new perspectives or experience lessons that others have tried that worked. Professional learning is definitely for all educators, despite their level of experience. Myth number three. Professional learning programs must be job-embedded and time-intensive to be effective. The truth is that programs of varying lengths and formats can produce wide-ranging effects depending on how the time gets used. This is one I wondered about because I do think that some of the best PD I've gotten was within my job, and it didn't require me to attend outside of school hours or use any of my own time. However, when I really think about it, I realize that the range of professional learning that I've done and that all that was offered has an effect to some degree. In fact, sometimes I implement things I learned years ago on a podcast episode or in a virtual training because I'm finally presented with that challenge. Or I have the capacity to try it out now. The professional learning doesn't have to be immediately implemented to have an effect. Further, sometimes a time-intensive PD is just too much. So balancing both job-embedded and the time we allocate is critical to keeping our teachers not burnt out and invested and motivated to continue to meet students' needs. All right, myth number four is improving teachers' content knowledge is the key to improving their instructional practice. Where the truth is, professional programs that aimed directly at instructional practices are more likely to shift student learning than professional learning programs that focus only on content knowledge. Okay, let me tell you about this PD I attended once that was all about analyzing students' texts. This really made us dive into literary analysis, and I became a better reading teacher because I was learning how to do literary analysis. But the key is, I wasn't just taking a literary analysis professional like development. It was focused on third grade level texts and how to use literary analysis to both analyze the text I was going to put in front of my students and help my students dive into it. You see, the PD was teaching me the instructional strategies that I would use with my students in the PD. Is that like, do you follow me there? So here's the thing. I was grappling as if I was a student. Sometimes we call this student hat, right? This helped me improve my instructional practice because I got to experience the instructional practice. I've found that when professional learning combines both the content knowledge and the instructional practice, my learning is more applicable to my classroom. Okay, so those were the four myths. There's more in that article, so I urge you to go and find that link in the show notes and read it for yourself. But how much PD is needed? When I was reading that article, it really got me thinking about that question. So, like, how much professional learning does a teacher need in order to see an impact on student learning? So I went searching and I found this article, Reviewing the Evidence of How Teacher Professional Development Affects Student Achievement. It's a compilation of studies and evidence on what works for teacher PD. And here's what they said. Here's just a short quote. Of more than 1,300 studies identified as potentially addressing the effect of teacher professional development on student achievement in three content areas, 9 met the What Works Clearinghouse evidence standards. Okay, so these are like very high level standards, rigorous standards, right? So of these 9 studies, they were in-depth, long studies that looked at lots of educators. Okay, those are the kinds of the things that Clearinghouse was looking for. Here's what they found. This report finds that teachers who receive substantial professional development, an average of 49 hours in the 9 studies, they can boost their students' achievement by 21 percentile points. 49 hours, y'all. After rigorous reviews of the studies, they found that 49 hours of teacher professional development can boost student achievement by 21 points. That's a lot of professional learning. But that's why I believe what I do about professional learning, that it's teacher-driven, that teachers choose their own goals, that they know themselves best, and they know what they need to learn. So as administrators, coaches, and leaders, when we trust our teachers to choose professional development goals, they are more invested to do 49 hours or more of professional learning. I also believe that that common vision for a school helps teachers self-assess and then move forward together. Let me give you an example of that. If our school has a common vision for what we want our math classes to look like, we want them to be task-based, discussion-based, valuing thinking over answers, getting students using multiple representations, helping our students and supporting them and showing their reasoning and critiquing the reasoning of others. If that's what we decide math looks like at our school, then as a teacher, I now have something I can self-assess against. I can say, yeah, we do tasks, but there's not really a lot of discussion. I think I need to work on that. Every single educator I have ever met is self-reflective. And if you ask them what they're working on, they have something that they are working on. That's why I believe that teacher professional learning is all about teacher choice. It's the exact same thing I believe about choice in the classroom, that when we give human beings choice, they will challenge themselves way more than we could have ever dreamed of. I also believe that professional learning should be learning together in community, working in teams, grade level teams, vertical teams. I also believe that professional learning should center on thought partnership, not dictating what teachers should do or making more mandates, but guiding teachers to help them clarify their path and answer their own questions. And it should be hands-on, building both the content knowledge and the pedagogical knowledge simultaneously. So I think as you consider what your professional learning path will be, you have to consider the opportunities that are presented to you. And factors like time and money are always a big part of that decision. As schools, we have to prioritize funds to ensure that all stakeholders' needs are met. However, if teacher professional learning is a priority, then funds and time are well spent on coaching and job-embedded learning opportunities. Teachers will always seek out outside opportunities such as fellowships, certifications, and virtual trainings. However, if your school has a vision and goals to improve student achievement in math, then the investment in your teachers just makes sense. Considering opportunities like coaching, either one-on-one or in grade level teams, professional learning opportunities like PDs for your vertical grade level teams, thinking about how you can help teachers learn and implement and coach them through utilizing the 8 effective mathematics teaching practices. Using collaborative coaching structures like lesson study, lab sites, and teacher learning walks are all opportunities to help teachers and educators continue their professional learning journey. But like I said, money always becomes a factor. I urge you to consider grants like Fund for Teachers or Donors Choose if you are an educator thinking about opportunities for yourself. You'll also find grants on NCTM or your local or state union and other large organizations that support education like NEA. I went ahead and in the show notes linked some of those opportunities for grants, so be sure to check them out. Districts and administrators are also able to apply for a wide variety of grants to fund things like supporting education or just basic programming or enrichment. Title I or Title II funds can be worked to secure professional learning for your staff that aligns with your school improvement plan and goals. I'm working to put together a comprehensive list of grants and funding opportunities for across the nation. So if you're interested in that list when it's ready, send me a message on Instagram at @HelloMonaMath or an email at mona@monamath.com, and I'll send it to you when it's ready. It's my hope that you can find opportunities to continue to grow as a professional. The students and the schools need passionate educators like you. We all want you to feel supported and energized. I know from personal experience as a teacher and a math coach that coaching and professional learning sessions can work together to deepen your teaching practice, to help make your time with your students more fulfilling and meaningful. And I just want to say that I am so proud of the work that you do. That you are here listening to a math teacher podcast is just evidence that you are a lifelong learner, always seeking better for your students. And it's truly so inspiring. So thank you for doing what you do. Well, that was your dose of Honest Math Chat for today, friend. Thanks so much for listening. It would mean so much to me if you subscribed, shared this podcast with your friend, or leave a comment. If you have not downloaded my free guide that I made in response to the questions you have all about engaging your students in math discussions, go grab it, monamath.com/discussions. And if you have other questions that I haven't answered, shoot me a DM on Instagram at @HelloMonaMath. I can't wait to chat more with you next week. Remember, we're here every Monday. I'm always listening on my way to work. When do you listen? See you soon, friend.